7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night and joined on the line by the director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Tell us all about it. Morning, Pat.
Morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right, great. Give us the rundown.
Sure. So we started off the meeting with two postponements, so items 1 and 2, 484, 46 Cherry Valley, and 23 Eggleston Lane were postponed, so we jumped right into our public hearing. J&H Builders, 49 Sherwood Place, this is an application that's been before the commission several times now for an historic overlay zone change and a approval for a redevelopment of the existing building and a new secondary structure on the site to add a third unit. Discussion about this has been mostly about the applicability of the regulation to the project that's being proposed. The building, although a contributing structure to the Fourth Ward Historic District, has largely been covered up by some mid-century siding, and the applicant was trying to restore that, but also add about 60% new building to the existing structure. Ultimately, the lack of restoration and more of redevelopment of the building led the commission to ultimately deny the application on the map amendment, and then subsequently, because there was no map change, there was no ability to approve the site plan with the three units as proposed. So that application was denied both parts last night. 5 and 6 were 515 East Putnam Avenue, that 5 Brook Ridge Drive, those applications were postponed. And then we had Stephen C. Friedheim, property at 1 Smith Road. Homeowner there has been slowly redeveloping the property to their liking for the last couple of years. This is another iteration of that. They're looking to build an accessory dwelling unit inside the building, as well as doing some exterior site work and two-car garage and just typical Greenwich household appurtenances. The applicant was missing some detail. Again, there's been like 4 approvals for this project, so what's going forward, what's coming back, what's new? Just the commission needs a little bit more synthesis as to what the total project would be at the end of the day. So applicant's willing to get clarity on the project, and we'll come back to a later date. 228 Round Hill Road was an addition to a house that's over building volume. Nothing really significant. It's essentially a storage area that's being attached to the side of the building. Commission approved that with conditions. Then we had the Convent Sacred Heart. Their education program, they have some sheep on the property and a greenhouse that they did, I think, before last school year. Now they're looking to do a chicken coop. So a lot of regulations on keeping poultry, and then we also have our own chicken coop law in Greenwich for the structure. Application met all those criteria and was approved with conditions. Then we had the Wendy Greenbaum Trustee property that is 17 and 23 Smith Road. Again, more exterior work in a coastal overlay zone. Applicant is increasing the floor area by about 600 square feet as well. Commission approved that with modifications, no major issues there. 280 Otter Rock, as an application we heard, I think at the end of the summer in 2024. Of note here, there is bald eagle's nest within 600 feet of the site. So if you were ever in Belhaven, you can look up and see it. There is some special criteria from Fish and Wildlife regarding protections for eagles. They are damaging eagle habitat is actually a felony. So taking great care working around them is important. The applicant and staff, we've been getting an education on bald eagle habitat, and we're understanding what the limitations are. Applicant is also aware. There is a discussion needs to have with Fish and Wildlife regarding the project, and we're going to pause the application for a second and go back and talk with Fish and Wildlife and understand the limits, or if the application is going forward correctly, what needs to be changed, if anything, and so that will come back at a later date. Number 12, the Holden property at 909 North Street was postponed. And then we get into American Lane and related application for petition for intervener. Intervener status is it's a petition under state law that allows anybody in around the project to claim and or ask for extra scrutiny on environmental issues. It allows them to have a seat at the table, like a co-applicant would be, or a defendant would be, prior to the application ever having to go to court. It raises the bar a little bit for the commission as to addressing environmental issues that are alleged, if there are any that exist. So the town of North Castle, New York, actually is the petitioner here. They are concerned about the impact of the project at One American Lane on groundwater and the potential for pollution from the expanded sewer treatment plant on the property. This application, they accepted the status. They did not make any findings related to the environmental claims. That will come with the site plan application on the next item on the agenda, which, again, is a 198-unit with a significant donation to the Housing Trust Fund in lieu of building affordable units in the project. This is at the American Can building and in the sort of front loop of the property, if anyone's ever been up there to that headquarters. We talked a lot about environment, obviously, with the petitioner situation. Commission ultimately, having heard this a number of times in other prior meetings, have finally closed the application, but they did not decide it last night, so likely will be a decision item for discussion at a later meeting. And so endeth our night there.
All right. Getting back to the top of the show, or top of your presentation,
sure.
Sherwood Place, are they coming back for something or for a change of that after being denied? Did they give an indication of that?
So they did not, but if an application is denied, obviously there's a right to appeal the decision, but also if you wanted to come back with a revision, so to speak, it would have to be it'd have to be substantially different than the last time. You can't just keep trying again with the same plan. So there would have to be some modification in the layout of the proposal that would make it essentially a new application. So therefore, there'd be a new process to evaluate. So no, but no indication that they're interested in coming back.
All right. Well, head up to see the Eagles. That's a...
Yeah.
Say bald eagles there. National bird now.
National bird, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Next meeting is, I believe, the 24th. Is that right?
25th. Yeah. 25th. That first, the last Tuesday of February. Yep.
What do you got?
We will be having 240 Greenwich Avenue. That's the Bank of America building now. The proposal for 12 units behind there. We also will be talking about the applications that are postponed here. 5 Brook Ridge, hopefully, will be a discussion item. We'll be voting again, hopefully, on One American Lane. There are some other applications that I think people are aware of. 830G application on Old Post Road number 3. I don't have a strong sense right now if that'll be heard or the pre-app will be discussed in February or not. But always something going on in our office. So,
absolutely. All right. Thanks very much, Pat. Appreciate your time this morning. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you, Tony.
That is Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich, Pat LaRoe, joining me. Thanks to him for checking in after last night's meeting.